Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Today on CityCast Chicago, Chicago musician and icon Common has been making the rounds talking about his new book, And Then We Rise, A Guide to Loving and Taking Care of Self. It's all about how to prioritize mental and physical health. Unfortunately, for many people, the phrase self-care often means expensive, time-consuming, and impractical for, you know, the non-celebrities. But everyone deserves a little rest, relaxation, and rejuvenation, so the team put together some great self-care options for any Chicago budget. It's Thursday, February 15th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is What Chicago's Talking About. Jermaine, welcome back to the pod.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always love having you. Seriously, every time you're on the pod, I get a bunch of texts and emails saying, bring back Jermaine. We want Jermaine.
That's what I'm talking about.
We want Jermaine.
I'm glad to be here, y'all. Thank you for riding for me every time.
And Michelle, the people are getting to know you a little bit more over the last couple of months. I'm excited to have you back on the pod.
Thanks for having me.
So in Common's book, And Then We Rise, he had sort of four sections he looked at on ways that he likes to address his mental and physical health. And he talked about food, body, mind, and soul. Now, we're not going to stick with Common's four pillars, but we came up with our own four. We're talking about ways to get out in nature, things to do physical, things to do with your community, as well as things to do, you know, to serve your artistic and creative side. Michelle is going to take on free or low cost opportunities for self-care. So things that don't break the bank for you. Jermaine, on the other hand, is going to be our resident splurger. When he's looking through his categories, he wants to spend a little bit of money, right? Get the best for his buck. And then me, I'm going to try to meet us in the middle, the best of both worlds, things that sometimes don't cost that much money. And maybe it does. But, you know, we're not going over like $100 in any of the things I suggest today. So, Michelle, we're going to start with you. Let's start with physical, something you like to do to move your body, an opportunity to get outside, get those endorphins going. So for you, when you're thinking low cost, maybe even free, what's in your physical category?
Yeah. So when I was younger, I really enjoyed running. But as I got older, it's something that I kind of, just because, you know, we get busy. And also, of course, like when I was younger, you know, I got to run around, like around my school, and I was around usually with like sports extracurriculars. I don't really have that community anymore. And I don't really like running on the street by myself usually, just because I'm like, I don't feel as relaxed, right? Like we're on the street, we gotta be kind of like more observant of our space around us. And so something that is free or low cost, cause I know sometimes there can be a small fee, is joining a running club. And so I found recently a running club. It's called Chingonas Run Chicago. And so it's women based. And what they do is they hold these like running events, they all get together. And something that I really love about it, the last event they had, they provided two different maps. So they provided one map for runners and the other map if you just want to walk. You know, whether you're running, jogging, strolling, it doesn't matter. Like, come join us. And like, no one gets left behind. And so if you're someone like me who, like, you know, you're going to start getting a little tired and you're going to want to take breaks and start like walking, I think it's really cool to like be in community so you can like have fun, run on the street. And it's also free, right? Like, you just need your legs and some sneakers. So I think like that is something really cool. Also to meet new people. And of course, like for me, like if I'm running by myself, I'm less motivated to accomplish. Like I'll just stop and be like, all right, that's enough. Versus like having a someone set up kind of like a trail for me, I think is really helpful. And I could totally see myself doing this with like inviting friends and like having us all come out and do that.
Hey, G, we was on the same page because I'm gonna go next. The one for my physical category was Read and Run Chicago. It's a group that is, like you just talked about, it's a running group, but they also have, you know, they allow people to come on the tours and walk, but it blends running with neighborhood tours. So I believe each month they take a small trail in a different neighborhood and they pair it along with a book. So on February 24th, they're doing a Hegwisch running tour from 2:30 to 5 o'clock. And the book they're using is the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. And it's essays and articles written by different Chicagoans about the neighborhoods they live in or the neighborhoods they love. And so they're going to meet up. It's going to be a 3-mile neighborhood tour. And they're going to end at Old Time Tap in Hegwisch. And they're going to eat Pudgy's Pizza. And so you're going to get some food. You're going to get an opportunity to talk with Emily O'Keefe Davenport, who's going to be your guide and historian through Hegwisch. You'll learn a little bit about the neighborhood, and you could finish off, you know, maybe with a lemonade, maybe with a beer if you if you're feeling like it. The ticket is about $10 to $20, but, you know, still pretty affordable for a ton of people. So, yeah, Michelle, you and I were on the same page with this one. Jermaine, you joined in the running club?
Well, maybe not running, but... I do love both of y'all's options because I'm definitely a person that enjoys exercise when it's with other people. I'm not very good at exercising by myself, unlike you, Jacoby. So like doing like a yoga class or like going to a class or running class where there's other folks there and there's like just more energy to like keep me invigorated. Like that is what I'm here for. Cause I go to the gym and I look around. I don't know what to do with any of them machines. I was about to say instruments. I don't know what to do.
No, I'm going to be honest. When I go to the gym, I almost always start off with like a guided, like something like the Nike training app. Because right. Before I go out on my own, I need somebody to like first walk me through something.
Yes.
To make sure I get my energy up. Because if I just go in by myself, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be 20 minutes in and we lollygagging.
Literally, it's like, I don't, like
rest
how many
periods
reps?
Lasting way too long. He's like, I'm going to do 8. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to do 4. Mm-hmm. I think we'll just do 4 this time.
Okay, right. So I am on the splurge side of things. So this is where we get our traditional self-care vibe, right? So we are spending at the spa. It's almost in the word like spa. Lurge. It's in there.
You did that one. you tried something and maybe it worked.
Maybe it did.
So it's in the word. Splurge. Spa-lurge.
I hear it.
You heard it here first. So I looked into a bunch of spas in the city, and the one that kind of spoke to me the most was the Kohler Water Spa in Lincoln Park, because they like focus in hydrotherapy. They do have one treatment called the Still Waters that's between $230 and $260, depending on if it's like a weekend or a weekday. Mm. But you get an aromatherapy session, a custom Vichy shower, which is like these nozzles that work on their own, and they kind of just like float up and down like waves while you just kind of like hang out. So like that's really cool. And then the biggest get for me was a CBD infused full body exfoliation and moisturize. So, you know, you sit on the couch and like your limbs get tight, you know, the hip flexors don't move as well as you want them to. So you want to like loosen up, want to relax, like really, really, really relax. The CBD infused exfoliation and moisturizer is the best. And then
you doing 50 minutes or 80 minutes? You just gonna go full splurge?
You know, if I got it like that, I'm gonna do the 80. I can't lie. and then all of that happens with the tune of sound bowls, like little tuna bowls, you know, a good old sound bath moment. So I feel like that is a great way to spend a couple $100. It's to really just like focus on the physical, get the relax, get away from work, and do some rest. So that's my splurge physical.
You know something is a splurge when you click in the menu and for 25 minutes just for them to work on your hands, just to massage your hands, $65.
Hello.
And let's be real, it's a spa, so everything is like $15 to $20 tip over. So let's just say a 25-minute hand renewal might run you $85.
Right. You got to save up. You got to save up for this one.
Hey, if you got it, you know, I'm not sitting here talking like, you know, oh, my God, I would never. I was just sort of pointing out to people. Because by the end of it, I had convinced myself. I was like, actually, $80 with a little bit of a buff at the end. I mean,
not that bad.
I might have to go for that. Next, we're talking about community. So, Michelle, if we're starting off thinking about our community at a free or low cost level, where are you sending us?
Yeah, so in terms of like helping out your community, giving back to the community, I looked at the Chicago Park District and, you know, going to your local community garden is something free or low cost. Like, if you know, if you're bringing your own seeds, packets of seeds are usually not even that expensive. Or like, you mean, just go to the fruit that you have in your crib and like take some seeds, just like you know, learning about what can grow in the city of Chicago, especially during the time. The Chicago Park District has a number of community gardens just spread throughout the city. Some of them are more for just like garden design, but there is a good amount that offer, you know, edible produce and things that you and your community can enjoy. And, you know, inflation be hitting everywhere. We go to the grocery store and it is tough. And so, like, you know, even, you know, creating opportunities to grow fresh foods, fresh organic foods in your community, and, you know, be able to give that to the community. A lot of these programs, like, some are for children. And so if you have children or children in your life, there's programs where they can learn how to garden at a young age. My dad was a really big gardener. Well, both my parents were really big gardeners. And so I really enjoyed gardening with them and learning from them. And so I think this is a really great opportunity for not only adults but also for younger children to learn about how to harvest, you know, the land that we live on and really honor it in a way that I just think we're more separated from that process of like making our own food and getting kind of, you know, getting connected to that again.
I was gonna say, did y'all have produce from y'all garden in your crib growing up?
Yeah, so something that we grew a lot was cucumbers because we eat them a lot with like lime. It's kind of like a snack, but like it's just like, I don't know, Mexicans be eating fruits as snacks all the time. So like we'll like drizzle it with like lime and like hot sauce, and like that is like the perfect summer snack. We also grew a lot of like peppers, so like chiles to make, yeah, we make a lot of chiles to make like salsa or like just to add it to our food. And again, this is something that you don't have to do by yourself. You can involve other people. There's already classes and programs for people to get together and garden on the same day. And so it's definitely like you're in community and giving back to the community.
And I'm also definitely like considering getting out on my balcony and like doing some of the gardening thing. So I think I might stop at the Chicago Public Library and grab some seeds and figure out, you know, what
come
can
on,
I do?
Girl,
what can I
up.
Do on the balcony and like, you know, make it happen on my own, you know?
I love that you saw community and you immediately thought about ways to get out in your neighborhood, in your community. And for me, I saw the word community and I immediately thought about bringing my friends together, right? Bringing my tribe together. And so like last year, I brought a few of my friends together to do a candle making class at Black Lux Candles in Westtown and Wicker Park. This year, I'd love to bring a few of my homies together at Machine Engineer Dining and Drinking to make our own flower bouquets. But what I ended up settling on was a place called Scratch Goods in the West Loop. It is a sort of skincare company. And so at their studio in the West Loop, they do something called the Mass Bar. And on typically Saturdays and Sundays, you can bring in a group of people and they'll walk you through a face mask class. They also do a steaming class, but you'll get some of their ingredients. You'll make your own face mask. They'll show you how to apply it. You use some of their different products, things, you know, like skin milks, skin mists. I'm not sure what all these things do, but they seem very nice. It's BYOB, so you can come before brunch or after brunch and bring your own mimosas. I know a lot of people are worried about skincare classes just because the ingredients, your own skin can be very scary and you don't want to end up in a situation where you've irritated yourself. But the staff is very good about like listening to you, bringing out the best ingredients for you. So that could be a good time between you and your friends. And the cost is anywhere between like $60, $85. And if you get a bigger group together, that cost starts to go down. And so something I've really enjoyed and I think can be a very relaxing time, you know, they got a little bit of music playing. You'll meet some people who are in the class as well. I've seen a lot of my friends posting their videos online. So we've gone from free community gardens to, you know, under $100 face masks for the homies. Jermaine, now we back at Spalurge. What you got for us?
Thank you. You're trying to make fetch happen.
I'm
and I really
make it work.
Appreciate that. So for the splurge part of it all, I was thinking I'm reinvigorated by meeting people and getting out, and like understanding and seeing like what else is going on, what other people are thinking outside of Twitter, you know, like they say, go touch grass. So I was wondering where I can find this at. And I remembered our Christmas party where we, did it with the Cha-Cha Supper Club. So they do monthly events around Chicago, and they do different partnerships with like the Chicago Tool Library is coming up and the Alma Gallery. And Liz and Daniel, who are the chefs for the Supper Club, make these really, really fun and unique dishes just out of a lot of ingredients that you may not have ever tried before, but then they really end up tasting familiar but also new and fresh. Like, can we talk about the black walnut ravioli with the orange zest on top? That was crazy. It was crazy. So they do two types of events. So you can go to the Supper Club that's hosted by them, and the tickets there range around $95 to $110, depending on when you buy. So the earlier you buy, the cheaper it is. So there you go, and you meet, you know, whoever else ended up buying a ticket. But they also do private parties, which is what we did. So if you want to get your people together and have like a really good private eating experience and share a community around food, that is a great option.
Yeah, I love that we just gave him a bunch of Chicago foods that we enjoy, whether it was the hot dog or the Palmer House brownie. I picked up the pizza puff, and then they just came in with, what was it, like 6-7 courses of things inspired by like different foams and different flavor pairings that didn't make sense when you just looking at the ingredients on paper. But when you actually tried it, I'm still thinking about that ravioli.
Yes. And for me, it was the hot beef croquette that I think was after the Italian beef. Mm-hmm. That went so crazy. I love anything deep fried, like sign me up. But I just, I was so here for that.
I love that. But again, for these supper clubs, we're going to have a larger conversations about Chicago supper clubs, secret restaurants, speakeasies. But the idea of a supper club, these like sometimes semi private events where you bring in a smaller group of people, can be a great opportunity for, you know, bringing your work colleagues in, bringing your friends together, bringing your family, just having somebody in and create this custom unique menu. Again, we put it in the Spalurge category for a reason, you know, but, you know, get everybody to Venmo you ahead of time, plan, do a little bit of saving, and you too can have a Chicago inspired supper club right at your fingertips. And now we want to talk about artistic ways to pursue self-care. Michelle, we back to you. Low-cost, free ways to get your art on, to explore your creative side of things.
Yeah, so what I went to, you know, to look for free/low-cost things to do to get into our creative side, I looked at the Chicago Public Library kind of programming list. And something I saw right at the top was something that I'm going to plan on doing really soon, which is the Brighton Park Poets. It is a workshop where it's just like, it's free. You show up at the Brighton Park Library branch. They meet twice a month, and you basically just come. They say, just come with yourself, bring a notebook, something to write with. And it becomes, it's just a place where you can share your work as a writer. You know, writing and expressing yourself is something that I really love to do. And I haven't done it in a while in front of people. And I think it's just such a like therapeutic thing to do, because again, you're expressing yourself, you're listening to other people's stories and their thoughts and their ideas. And I just think it could be really like a really fun space to be in. So their next event is Sunday, February 18th. From 1:30 to 4 p.m. And it's completely free. They just ask to RSVP so they can get a head count. I think it's really cool. And they also have a bunch of other things, like if poetry or writing isn't really your thing, at the Harold Washington Library branch, they have an open shop, which is like all about their maker lab. So you can, you know, you get like a brief software overview, and they help you come up with the project. You get assistance. You can like look at what other people are making. You get to use a laser cutter, an electronic cutter, a 3D printer, sewing machine, hot glue guns. And I think like just having all this stuff at your fingertips and having people around you who know how to use it is such a good way to get creative and like learn how to use different materials. And it's free, and you just have to kind of sign up for it.
I love that. Any opportunity to do free arts programs through the public library, the more we kind of explored the different opportunities, I wish I would have known I mean, obviously things have gotten better. I don't think they had 3D printing and recording studios when I was a kid, but now,
right,
you know, I'm just kind of wishing I could turn back the time to get involved. But mine is in a similar vein. While the Chicago Public Library have a ton of different opportunities, I think people should also look into the art centers in their neighborhood. Like, for example, the Beverly Arts Center, the Bridgeport Arts Center, the Old Town Arts Center, and me, I live in Hyde Park, so the Hyde Park Arts Center. Typically, these are sometimes like smaller galleries in your neighborhood that offer artist residencies, that offer public exhibitions, but many times they offer classes and workshops, and the Hyde Park Arts Center is no different. I'm going through some of the classes they offer right now. That includes relaxing with watercolor, printmaking on the press, introduction to digital photography, Japanese woodblock printing, mixed media arts, silk screening and making your own t-shirts, intro to mosaic, ceramics, and the list goes on and on. Some of these classes are suggested donation. It could be anywhere from like 100, or if it's like a 12-week class, up to 300. But I told y'all before we started recording, if something is a suggested donation to me, I really lean into that. I get that they'll say suggested donation, then they'll put a number like, this is what we suggest. But honestly, I'm big on the give what you can. And if they are saying give what you can and all you got is $50, $60, the policy says they won't turn you away. So I say go ahead and start your journey on ceramics making, understanding that these centers are here to provide equitable and accessible resources. And if you can't afford the suggested donation, my first suggestion is to talk with one of the staff members at your art center. If they don't have something like the Hyde Park Art Center has financial aid for people who may need it, but they also seemingly are willing to work with you to make sure that you still have access to these resources. I'd love to, by the end of the year, maybe be able to make a mug or something. I don't drink coffee or tea like that, but they do. And so if I could make like a little custom mug, then I think that would have been a suggested donation money well spent. Jermaine, once again, we've gone from community arts, Chicago Public Library classes, but if we want to spend a little bit of money to explore the artists inside each of us, where can we go?
Yes, that is a great question. So I think that there is a lot of merit in the local art scene that we have, just like you were talking about, a lot of the galleries around, like the Alma Gallery or the Southside Community Art Center. Some of the things that you see on the walls in those galleries are for sale. So when we talk about self-care, I think a part of that is making sure that your home space feels how you want it to feel. Like you go in, you feel serene. You see art that reminds you of your life and your experience. So those places I enjoy because you can go and look at art and then you can even possibly take it home. The Alma Gallery specializes in like home decor. So if you want like sculptures or like things that sit on shelves or just like more arts things, it's not just like a photo or a painting, you can grab that from the Alma Gallery. So that is my splurge option.
See, I love that there are plenty of places in Chicago to go look at art for free, for suggested donation, for a membership fee. And then there are places like Recycle Modern in my neighborhood. It's one of those places. Yes. Every time I go in, I'm just like, I could spend $500 right now on some of the art that's hanging, whether it's a trinket that's going to go on a coffee table, if it's something I can hang on the walls, some collection of books. And so I went to an event last week, and David Eworks is a great artist in Chicago, was there. I've seen him at like maybe the last two pop-up events I went to, and immediately walked up to him, saw what he had, walked away with a few pieces. Somebody was making lighters and like painting the lighters, bought a couple of them. Local arts in Chicago, I'm a sucker for it. If you show up to a gallery or to a pop-up event with your art, I'm gonna try and grab some of it. So yeah, take some of that coin and support local Chicago artists wherever you can. But before we get out of here, when we think of self-care, I think one of the easiest categories or one of the quickest things people reach for is just getting outside in nature, seeing some beautiful flowers, enjoying a little bit of sunshine, maybe even getting out in the cold and having a good time outdoors. So, Michelle, when you're thinking about ways to get outside, whether it's February or the middle of the summer, what is a way you like to get into nature to relax?
Yeah, so something that I just like love to do is taking walks. I just feel like, I mean, there's scientific studies that show like brain activity, you know, before going on a walk and after. And it's something that a lot of people say, like, if you ever feel stuck, I know sometimes I have like writer's block or I just feel like I'm not getting anywhere in my work or in my art or anything, like going on a walk always solves that. And like we're so lucky to live in a city like Chicago where we have so much public free space across the lake. Of course, in months like February, where that wind chill be wind chilling, it is not a good idea to be by the lake, especially when it's super cold. And so I think just like bundling up and going to one of the many, you know, nature and forest preserves that we have, you know, there's Big Marsh down south where it's like really good for bike riding. You can take very nice hikes, you know, at the Franklin Creek State National Area, or even the Illinois and Michigan Canal. Also, similar to running clubs, there's also hiking clubs. And this can also be helpful. Like if you're someone like me who can't drive, so maybe getting to these places is a little more harder. You know, getting a community where they're already kind of like, you know, finding ways to commute to these kind of places that are a little far from the city, it makes it easier. And so I found Tortugas Hiking Club. Tortugas means turtles in Spanish, which is cute, and also probably a play on like maybe they're not worried about going too fast, which again, mm-hmm. someone like me makes me feel better. I don't feel like I'm going with these elite hikers. But they're based on the Southwest side, which is where I'm based in. And so they're all about fostering community through nature. And so I think it's like, it's just really cool to, you know, be in community, get your hiking in, walk, and then just kind of like, it's a chance to just kind of get to know the forest preserves and just like the area around Chicago and really take advantage of the space and get away from the city for a little bit.
I love that. Throughout this conversation, I feel like I've been building on some of your suggestions, because once you go out and you walk the lakefront, you walk the riverfront, you walk through the nature preserves, the forest preserves, you might think to yourself, okay, well, how can I contribute to the conservation of these places, protecting these places? Well, there is the Shed Aquarium Action Days. For my nature category, I thought this was a good way to get people out to not only enjoy nature, but to learn a little bit about it as well. And so they have free volunteer days for things like litter cleanups. They have coastal habitat restoration when the springtime comes around. So you could check back in like the next 5 to 6 weeks. They'll have things like river planting and woodland habitat restoration. And then as you get closer to the summer, I had the great opportunity to participate in their Kayak for Conservation River Tour. And this is a pay what you can river tour where you'll go out, learn about some of the great species of animals out there. You'll see some turtles. You'll see some blue herrings. I mean, if you out there on a kayak right now, you might catch a bald eagle scooping through on the river as you go further northwest on the river. When I first started this category, I was like, oh, get you a kayak, get you a six pack, and get out on the river, because that's what I really want to be doing this summer. But there is something to volunteering in the conservation effort. So shout out to the Shared Aquarium. And Jermaine, we are back to you. Michelle took us on a turtle hike. I took us on some turtle watching on the river as we splurge in nature. What you got for us?
Yes. So I'm speaking for the people who love nature, but also need a certain degree of separation. So what I found was the American Club Resort that's up in Kohler, Wisconsin, that sits on this wilderness preserve with like hundreds of acres of wildlife that you can fish, you can kayak, you can hike, and all that kind of stuff. And then on the inside, you know, they have the full shebang, the robes, the slippers.
It's got to be an inside for you.
Yeah. The treatment, all that good stuff. So I would definitely like take my 2-hour drive up onto Wisconsin and get, you know, go outside for a second. You know, in the winter, they have the skiing and like all that kind of stuff. But then after we're tired of that, we can go back inside and have a good plush time in the heated spaces.
Before we get out of here, Jermaine, why do you think, even if it takes a little bit of money, taking a little bit of save, why do you think people should treat themselves, splurge a little bit when they're thinking about their rest and relaxation over this year?
Yeah, I think that everyone is worthy of rest. Like, it's definitely something that we are owed as people who live in this system where we have to go to work all the time. So it's so worth it to spend it on yourself, to take a moment and remember that you are human at the end of the day. So I think it's always worth the time, worth the effort to spend that money and put it towards your own well-being.
Michelle, obviously the city of Chicago has so many low costs and free opportunities. Why do you think it's important for people when they hear self-care to not just think of it as this expensive, inaccessible thing, but to know there are opportunities for all of us to get out in some form or fashion to take care of ourselves and prioritize ourselves?
Well, first, I would say like there's so many things that require our money in this life. And so when you get to find things that don't require you to be concerned about how much money you're spending, it's really good to pay attention to them. Because like Jermaine said, everyone deserves rest, no matter, you know, how much money you got, no matter how much you can budget. Like, I think a lot of these times these programs don't get utilized because people don't even know about them. And so, you know, not only attending them, but also like letting other people know that these things are available in your community is always super helpful.
A huge thank you to marketing coordinator Jermaine Thomas.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you. And a big thank you to our producer, Michelle Navarro.
Thanks, Jacoby.
I appreciate both of y'all. And as always, if you got some suggestions for ways you prioritize self-care in your daily life, you know where to find us. Reach out to us at 773-780-0246. Leave your name, your neighborhood, and your self-care tips and tricks. And as a bonus, let us know how much it costs. Do I got a splurge to do what you like to do? Or can I do it for the free? Hey, any suggestions are welcomed. Before we let you go, one other thing you might fit into your self-care budget, becoming a member of CityCast Chicago. Come on, you know I have to do it. It's like Michelle said, we got to talk about these resources to take advantage of them. And when you become a member, you ensure that we can keep you updated with guides to everything from self-care, the best food in the city, the latest things going on that you need to know in the news. Plus, starting at just $8 a month, you can access some very cool perks. So become a member now at membership.citycast.fm. One more thing I gotta do. Some good news. The Chicago Independent Venue League Civil Fest starts tonight and runs for the next week and a half at 15 venues across the city. This is more than a music fest with film screenings and comedy shows. You can check the show notes for a full run of shows and tickets. As always, we appreciate you for listening and reading. We're gonna be back bright and early tomorrow breaking down some key stories from the week. Hopefully you'll join me. Peace.